Hi.
Hey. How are you feeling?
Great. Felt like getting out of bed for a while. Max says you guys went to the theater?
Just dinner.
Moroccan on the floor. That's the thing.
What's the word from Callaway?
I'm healing fast. I just can't eat on the floor yet.
Well, it was good, thanks.
You heading back to the city?
No, it's getting kind of late. I think I'll sleep out here. Good night.
Good night, Lana. Thanks.
So, you? I've been thinking about you.
Have you? What were you thinking?
I think we never had that drink in the solarium.
We never did. You sent Linus. Are you sure you should be walking around?
Hey.
David, what's going to happen?
Well, I could probably scare us up some champagne, a couple of Dixie cups, through with glasses. We could hobble down to the solarium and pick right back up.
No, I meant after that.
After that? Well, shucks. Whatever, I don't know.
Don't you?
Well, not exactly. Is that so bad?
No.
We can talk about all that later, can't we?
Yes. But tomorrow. I really think you should rest now.
How was the theater?
Come in, Max.
Not bad, huh?
I want you to get me 2 tickets on Air France to Paris. One in my name and one in the name of Sabrina Fairchild. That's it.
What day are we flying?
Tomorrow.
Oh, I almost forgot. The Tysons are here waiting.
Did we have an appointment?
It's not in my book. They showed up. I put them in David's office.
Is my mother in yet?
I got the same thing with a nephew. I gave him a huge office, but he's never there either. So we use it for lunches.
These are the invitations. We thought we'd use recycled paper.
Why does it always look dirty?
Oh, my. Now, which do you like? The taupe or the buff?
What's the problem, Patrick?
No problem from our point of view. I feel like, what's that word? When a lot of guys are after you.
Whore.
I was thinking more debutante. Somebody else wants to be in bed with Tyson Electronics. You know Intermedia?
Mm-hmm.
Impressive proposal. Cash, stock. And they don't want to tell me how to run the business.
Well, how flattering for you, Patrick.
So how did you leave it with him?
Oh, I told him we're practically family, you and I. I couldn't possibly entertain their offer at this time.
Good.
But Elizabeth came home last night. She called David. And we got the impression...
You got the impression.
I got the impression that he wasn't as anxious as he should be to see her.
But he's not himself, Patrick. He's been injured. He's on very heavy medication. He wants to be perfect before he sees her again.
That's what I thought.
Hello?
Good morning.
Linus.
Listen, would you mind another trip into the city? I've got some business I'd like to discuss with you.
Business?
Yeah. I was wondering if you could meet me here this afternoon.
I don't know. There's something I ought to do.
It would mean a great deal to me if you could.
That little leprechaun was making a veiled threat.
There was no veil.
Did we do something?
It's under control. I'm going to Paris tomorrow.
What?
It's a long story.
I like long stories.
Well, you won't like this one.
Try me.
Things have been progressing with Sabrina. We've bonded. We've been confiding in each other. Last night over a handful of chicken, I told her I thought my life was in need of some radical changes. I told her I was thinking about getting away. Moving to Paris. She thought that was a great idea.
And she believed you?
More than that, I think she'll want to go with me.
How do you know?
The same way I knew fiber optics would replace coaxial cable. That Intel's chip would change the industry. That Cindy Crawford's House of Style would be a big hit. I just know. So here's the way it'll play out. Sabrina will go to Paris with me. A wiser David will return to Elizabeth. I'll come back from Paris to sign the papers. The merger will close. You'll make a very large sum of money. You can buy a house in Tuscany.
I have a house in Tuscany. What happens to Sabrina?
She grows up.
You're going to ditch her. My goodness.
Well, how did you think this was going to happen, Mother? Did you think there was some nice way to do it, some sweet way?
I don't know what I thought. I just don't want Sabrina to be...
What? Unhappy? In all these years, you've never once seen the face of somebody the day after we've taken over their business, have you? You're at the hairdresser or celebrating.
I think I'm getting old. I feel terrible.
Take a pill.
Watch it. I'm still your mother.
And you taught me everything I know.
I didn't teach you this. Excuse me, I have some calls to return.
Miss Fairchild, he was expecting you much earlier. I'll let him know that you're here.
Maybe this isn't such a good idea. Don't tell him I'm here.
But he pays me to tell him. Sabrina Fairchild.
I was beginning to worry.
Why?
That's a favorite question of yours. Didn't you want to come?
I asked you first.
I asked you second.
I've been wandering around Manhattan all afternoon. It's something to do with maybe never seeing you again. And that's ridiculous because we don't have to. Well, except by accident. And I could have your problem. If two people, I asked you first.
what you said. Whatever it is. Makes what I was going to say obsolete, I think.
Obsolete?
Irrelevant.
Okay, I like irrelevant.
Do you?
Cut your hair.
Tony.
Tony?
Yeah. Why, you think I should go to your barber?
No, but...
Tony was my dad's barber. He's 94. Maybe his hand's not as steady as it... as it used to be.
It's just that it's all... So what's irrelevant?
I want you to come to Paris.
Why, you mean go to Paris?
No, I want you to come to Paris with me.
You're already going?
It's your fault. You convinced me that there were some things missing in my life.
Like what?
Like a life.
I didn't think you were listening.
I was. Will you come? Don't say no. Will you?
I just got back.
So? Say yes now. We leave tomorrow.
Tomorrow? I have to talk to David.
Just come away. He'll get the idea, and I... a week or two.
You are formidable, aren't you? In business, David.
This isn't business.
Didn't you once say everything is business?
No. But it sounds like me. What were you telling me?
I did knock. Here are the tickets. And the other things are being taken care of. And good night.
So it is. You want dinner?
No.
I should order in.
No. Oh, of course. I don't understand what happened. I hardly know you.
Yes, you do.
I wasn't even interested.
No.
I was interested in David. I mean, he was so much what I wanted, but I had to escape, and I did, to Paris, and I wrote in my stupid journal, and I cut my stupid hair, and I came back stupid. Oh, no. I'm so happy. You've made me so happy. Line? What is it?
You were right.
About what?
About everything. Everything that mattered. It was all a lie. Everything I said to you from the moment I brought the champagne into the slurry.
I don't face you.
I was sent to deal with you. I sent myself. And I did a hell of a job. There was a marriage. There was a merger. You got in the way. Plan is to take you to Paris. Then leave. To get you out of the way. Sabrina, I think that there's no...
What are the things that are being taken care of?
What?
She said other things.
An apartment for you in Paris. A bank account.
How much?
500,000 francs.
Your first offer was better.
You can have more.
I don't want more. I don't want any. You went to all that trouble just for me? The helicopter and the jet and...
There's no trouble.
Was I really so bad for David, so wrong? The chauffeur's daughter isn't that all over?
That's not it. It's about a piece of plastic.
Plastic?
Nothing personal.
May I? Paris is always a good idea. I was happy there. You would have been too.
I'll drive you home.
I'm flying now. He shall have music wherever he goes.
Hi.
You're better.
Oh, yeah. Much better. Stitch is coming out tomorrow. How about you? Where are you coming from?
Town.
Long evening. I thought we were going to talk. I was planning a big stitch removal celebration. Thought we'd go down to...
I was with Linus.
You know, of all the girls I've known, and I've known some, is that a song? You're the only girl I danced with only once.
Twice.
What? How could I have forgotten? Was there champagne?
I was 8. And you were taking dancing lessons. I was homework. I'm leaving town, David.
I think I knew that.
I won a ticket to Paris.
Lucky. One way?
Yes, something so.
Traveling alone?
Yes.
You have a good trip.
Are you?
I want you to call Seattle and Tokyo and tell them to stop construction. Then get the Rons and Tysons and tell them there's an emergency meeting on the merger here at noon. And take this Paris ticket that was in my name and transfer it to the name of David Larrabee. I need to see my mother.
Linus!
I need to see my mother as soon as she gets in.
Good morning, David.
Can I get you some coffee? No? Okay.
I got a surprise for you.
Yeah? I got one for you, too. I watched you do business for years, but I thought there was a limit to how sick you could... How could you, Linus? How could you do what you did to me and to her? How could you go that far? What the hell makes you think you have the right?
Abbott. Listen, David. I tried something and it didn't work. I mean, it worked, but it didn't really work. I want you to go to Paris today. Miss Sabrina.
What?
This whole thing was a business tactic. I'm going to get out of hand. Somehow I lost my focus. I screwed up everything. But I know it can be fixed. I manipulated her. I confused her. But she loved you all her life. You're what she really wants. You're what she's always wanted. Go with her. It's not too late. Things will work out. She'll make you happy. I don't want her to have to leave here alone.
What about Patrick and the merger? you blow $1 billion for this? I see. Here, go. Come on. I miss the plane.
Mr. McCardle, I want to see you in my office right away. Where is it?
When your mother and I first came here, she cooked and I drove, and we had no expenses. After a couple of years, we had $15,000. I was driving to Larrabee Senior at the time. He never closed the window between us. He transacted a lot of business on the daily commute, and I paid attention. When he bought, I bought. When he sold, I sold.
Dad, are you telling me you have $1 million?
No. A little over $2 million. Your mother and I were happy here, Sabrina. We always dreamed of what it would be like to do this for you. $2 million might have exceeded our expectations. But then you've always exceeded mine.
I know what his instructions were, but it's a mistake. I'm giving you new instructions. There's been a change with...
Just get started and I'll call you back. Thanks for getting here so quickly. I need to tell you a story. And I need for you to tell me how it's going to turn out.
All those years, you made all that money, and you never told any of us how to do it.
I'll tell you now, Joanna. Marry me. I am you for my money. People do it every day.
I'm not amused, Thomas. And I have a great sense of humor.
Then marry me alone.
Emergency one. What's the emergency?
Now, darling, if I knew, I'm sure there's a perfectly good answer to that question.
What the hell is going on?
In a minute, Patrick.
What are we waiting for? And what's with Siegfried and Roy?
Just a minute, Patrick. Okay. We've known each other for a long time. We may have played hardball on occasion, but I think we have a healthy respect for our individual business abilities. We saw the potential of this merger, and I don't think anybody doubts it would have been an enormously successful venture.
Would have been?
The purpose of this meeting is to inform you that at this moment, my brother David...
is late as usual. Sorry. Sorry, everybody.
What are you doing here?
Elizabeth and I have decided to elope.
Oh,
really?
No.
David, where's Sabrina?
So are we merging? Are we all one?
Who's Sabrina?
You didn't go with her?
Well, obviously not, Linus. I mean, here I am, right? She's probably having her beverage service right about now.
Who is? Sabrina. Who's Sabrina?
The chauffeur's daughter.
Don't call her that.
She was after David for a while. Then apparently she switched to Linus. She seems to have decided that he was the one with the power.
Is that what he told you?
He told me everything, Linus.
And you didn't see her before she left? You didn't talk to her?
Oh, sure. I said goodbye, and I think I wished her luck. Maybe not. I told her I felt kind of funny accepting my brother's hand-me-downs, and I said, don't take it personally, and I told her you've always been very generous to your women in the past, and I was sure she'd be more than compensated for whatever.
Oh,
see, I told you, he loves her.
Who?
Sabrina. Is he packed?
Yes.
It's who packed.
You are. Just one bag.
Wait a minute. You packed my clothes? You went to my apartment?
I took her.
We were up to our elbows in your underwear drawer. It was like touching the Shroud of Turin.
Here, sign this. It's your authorization for the completion of the merger. And this gives me the raise I deserve for the new position, I'm assuming. There's a car waiting for you downstairs, a helicopter at East 60th. The plane ticket's been changed to the Concorde. It leaves in exactly 39 minutes. If you make it, you just might beat her there.
Go, Linus. Don't think.
She must absolutely hate me.
She'll get over it. We all do.
This is crazy. You expect me to just drop everything and walk out of here? Running would be better.
I think you're all nuts.
Linus, you know I love you. No mother could be prouder. But I think it's time that you ran away from home.
Let's sign these first.
Excuse me. It appears I have a previous engagement.
Now, Patrick, the debt burden this merger will accumulate is going to make it essential to restructure a couple of divisions that are generating cash drains. I've done a very quick review of last quarter's performance of each division of both companies.
David, when did you ever...
Mother, you've copied me on the financial statements of this company for 17 years. Just assumed I couldn't read.
Go ahead, say it.
You don't deserve her.
I don't. I know that. But I need her. And I don't need anything.
Time to run for it.
I just want to make her happy.
Bertie Rue de Beaux-Arts.
First time on the Concorde, Mr. Larrabee?
Yes.
But not your first time in Paris.
First everything. Paris is always a good idea, you said. You said I'd be happy here. You couldn't have meant without you.
How did you know where to find me?
Your father.
I told him, I need you. I told him I'd make you happy. I promised him.
I thought it was all a lie.
So did I. But something happened. It was a lie. And then it was a dream.
I don't know how to believe you. How could I ever...
Because you know me better than anyone else. I think you know I love you. And you promised if there was anything you could ever do.
Once upon a time, on the north shore of Long Island, not far from New York, there was a very, very large mansion, almost a castle.
I've been following in footsteps all my life. Save me, Sabrina Fair. You're the only one who can.
And on this very large estate, there lived a small girl. And life was pleasant there. And very, very simple. But then one day, the girl grew up and went beyond the walls of the ground and found the world.
For all the things we do. 听力课堂，听 class.com。